Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The Holy See Press Office issued an update on Pope Francis this morning, saying that he spent a restful night, woke up and had breakfast. Now, that follows on from the Vatican statement yesterday, sharing the news that the pontiff has double pneumonia. The 88-year-old has been suffering from a respiratory infection for more than a week and was admitted to hospital on Friday. Well, I'm joined now by Gerard O'Connell, America Magazine's Vatican correspondent and the author of the book The Election of Pope Francis, an inside story of the conclave that changed history. And Gerard, you're welcome to the programme. We have this positive statement this morning. We did have more information, as I mentioned there, about the health of the Pope yesterday. Will you take us through what we now know about his condition?
Well, we know that perhaps 2 weeks he has been suffering from what he called bronchitis. And he went in, as you said, on the 14th of February, last Friday. And this has developed into pneumonia in both lungs. It seems that from the investigations they carried out in the hospital, they discovered that he doesn't have just one type of microbe or bacteria hitting him. There are several. And that complicated the therapy, which is pharmacological. It complicated the therapy, and they've had to change it at least two times. What we now know from other sources is that his heart is strong and working well. We know that he gets up and sits in the armchair sometimes. And we know that he is not dependent on oxygen. He may take it from time to time, but he is breathing autonomously. Mm-hmm. These are all very, very positive signals. Now, if you remember, he was in hospital, same hospital, March 2023, also for bronchitis, which was, in fact, acute pneumonia. And he recovered from that in about 4 days. And the prediction here is that it will take maybe 4 to 7 days for him to get over this present crisis.
Yeah. And they've been very open about how he is spending his time. And probably you would be more of an expert on communications from the Vatican than I would be. But that is to let people know, I would assume, that he is doing quite well despite this diagnosis and condition.
Yes, I think the communication, the frankness with which the information is coming out is because he wants it that way. The Pope himself wants people to know and to somehow reassure people. He doesn't want to say, you know, it's not a serious situation. It is. It's a critical moment, but there are all these positive signals as well. Mm-hmm. And I think he's not receiving visitors, as far as we know. His private secretaries are with him, obviously, at some stages. And he, for example, he communicated with the parish priest in Gaza. It's amazing that from his hospital bed, he's concerned about what's happening down in Gaza. And he's also been very touched by the messages that are coming in from the kids in the nearby oncological ward and from people all around the world. There are people, amazing, the kids in the oncological ward sent him drawings and sketches and little messages, Peppa Pig and other kinds of messages. Mm-hmm. The Vatican has put them on the website. And people around the world are sending messages, and then people are praying. I know people are praying in China, in the Philippines, in his homeland in Argentina. The bishops in all these countries in the United States, they've asked people to pray for the recovery of the Pope.
Now, his official engagements, how are they being dealt with at the moment?
They're all cancelled. Right through, he was supposed to have a public audience today, normal Wednesday public audience. He was supposed to have an extra public audience for the Jubilee year on Saturdays. And he was supposed to preside at a mass in St. Peter's Basilica on Sunday for the ordination of deacons. It was the Jubilee of deacons. But all these have been cancelled. He was also supposed on last Monday to go to the Cinecittà, which is the Italian cinematographic center, which where many of the famous films have been made. And he would have been the first pope to go there, but he had to cancel that. Mm. So they have cancelled everything right through until next week. And nobody expects him to come out next week.
Okay. All right. You expect that his hospitalization will go into the next 7 days?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, Jared. Thank you very much, Jared O'Connell there, American Magazine's Vatican correspondent.